The most famous movie never seen. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Sony Pictures has canceled the Christmas opening of The Interview.
Hello, North Korea!
And it is getting hammered.
Twitter feeds from Hollywood stars erupted. Rob Lowe declared, "The hackers won." Jimmy Kimmel tweeted, "It's an un-American act of cowardice."
Maybe it was cowardice, but think about it. The cyber terrorists, apparently sponsored by North Korea, had no trouble at all nuking Sony's computers. And so when the company started getting threats to shoot up theaters, I know exactly what they were thinking. That in America, the only thing easier than hacking corporate emails is gathering a massive arsenal of weapons. So of course Sony surrendered. Because if it happened, not only would they feel terrible, they'd be sued, as the airlines were sued after 9/11. So, it's up to the White House.
The president considers it to be a serious national security matter, and it's being treated as such.
Sounds like they'd love to launch a cyber attack of their own. The only problem is, how can you launch a cyber attack against a country that doesn't have any cyber to attack? The internet over there is still dial-up. The only way to hack it would be to get a machete and actually just hack it. However, if I may speculate, Kim Jong-un does have an iMac. And Barack Obama has not been shy about getting even with terrorists. And since the Pentagon has a plan for everything, I hope the dear leader enjoys his new screensaver.
Hello, North Korea!
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.